Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Tony and I'm calling from from Washington Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion, national opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions regarding to some issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Is this Pamela Werner?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, ma'am. My first question is... Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
no.
Television? No? Okay.
Nope.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Definitely vote? Okay.
Yep, you betcha. It's the only say I've got.
Okay. What is your age, ma'am?
I am... Shit, I don't know. How old am I? 15? Oh, shit. 70. I'm 70.
Well,
jeez, I thought
like,
I was still... Like, I thought I was still about 35 or 40. I'd be happy with 50.
What? You sound like if, like if you have 17. I thought you said 17.
Oh, yeah, 17 or 18. Yeah. Oh, my God, you're hired, man.
It's all about attitude.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to be sure we are representing everybody, ma'am, can I ask you what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay.
Or you can call me Snowflake. I don't give a shit.
No. regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay.
Always registered
and
Democrat.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Right.
Yeah.
So would you say some?
It could be a lot freaking worse, you know.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusikamp is doing her job as Congresswoman?
Who?
Mary Glusikamp.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, no worry.
No opinion.
Don't worry. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Okay.
You're a Democrat. Come on. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second.
He's just asking me questions. Okay. Oh.
All right.
We're kind of independent.
Okay.
Well, my husband,
that's okay.
My husband's independent and I'm bossy. Okay, next.
Okay. Next one. If thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for you, for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The first
okay.
one says protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Okay. What else? Well, yeah, that's big.
Okay, I will put that one as that's the first one.
Yes, yes.
Next one
yes.
is border security.
Okay, next.
Combating a threat to our democracy.
Okay, next.
Climate change and protecting the environment. Growing the economy and creating jobs. Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
I think probably climate change. That's big. Yeah.
Okay.
Protecting the... you know what? I'm an old hippie from way back.
Okay. That's not a problem. Don't worry.
Huh.
Moving on, ma'am, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay. Right?
The first one is Dave Reichert.
Reichert?
Reichert, I'm sorry.
Okay, medium, halfway.
Okay,
yeah,
50?
I don't care one way or the other. Yeah.
Okay. Next one is Joe Kent.
Joe Kent? I don't know, I'd say same thing. 50.
Okay.
Halfway, yeah.
How about Mary Glusenkamp?
That one I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
All right. And the next one is Donald Trump.
Thumbs down. I can't stand that guy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Somebody needs to poke him. Somebody needs to poke him and let the air out of him.
You want to give him a zero?
Give him a zero, yeah. Give Trump a zero. I'm giving Trump a zero. Is that
all right?
Yeah, my husband goes, oh, yeah. Minus.
All right. How about Bob Ferguson?
You know, probably 50-50, halfway. You know, I don't know. It's terrible.
Okay.
I'm not really involved in local politics, and I should be.
Yeah, I understand. But don't worry. The next one is Joe Biden.
I like him. I'll give him a, what would you give Joe? A C? Biden, yeah. I don't know, 80%, 80? I think he's a good job.
Okay.
Not great, not fabulous, good. Medium, yeah.
About...
He's honest, he's not a liar, that's different.
Okay.
He's not a liar, and that is different for those guys.
Yeah, well, that's like a lot, right?
That's real different, isn't it? Yeah.
So would you give him over 50 or above?
Yes. How about 80? Give him an 80.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good number.
I like him.
And how about Democrats in Congress?
Good. You know, I'm a Democrat. I vote for him. Yeah. And I mean, I'm happy with them.
Okay,
yeah.
What do you think about Republicans in Congress?
I'm not real happy with them. I don't care for them. I don't like Republicans. I think they're full of shit. Sorry.
Don't worry.
But I'm almost 70 and I'm a liberal from the time I was a kid.
Okay.
And
okay,
I'm almost 71.
Okay. Now, even though you are not, okay, give me a second. I would like to
do I
ask
you
some
you?
Qualities. No, don't worry. I would like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. And for each one, for each of the following statements, please tell me how important is to you on a scale from 0 to 10,
okay.
Where zero means that you don't think is important at all. Zero means that, and
no.
I'm sorry, ten
zero
means
ten.
that you
very important.
Yeah, you think, it's an extremely important quality or attribute.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, the first one is a small business owner.
Very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one is
small businesses run the world.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my mom and dad had a little mom and pop dry cleaners. I grew up in a small business. So yeah.
Yeah. I think it's better when you grow up like that because.
Yeah.
You learn more about.
Yep. Yeah, a lot. It was just my mom and dad and my sister and I. Yeah, we ran the joint.
Okay. How about someone who shares your values? You think that's important or not important at all? As
very important.
Attribute?
That's important, yeah.
Next one is a working mom who understands the needs of families.
Very important.
Right.
How?
Next one says, an independent who will oppose the extremist in both parties.
That would be me. Yeah. Very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
Yes, very important. That's top.
And the last one says, a fighter for the middle class.
Very important. Yeah.
All right.
Because us poor schmucks run the show. You know, we keep the country going. You know, I'm a...
Yeah, okay.
We do. We're the middle class. Middle class, yeah. I'm a retired nurse. So,
oh, yeah?
I work my ass off. Pardon?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just listening to you.
Oh, I'm arguing
with my
husband. I'm a retired registered nurse. I worked in the hospital. Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of respect for you.
Oh, thank you. I don't deserve it. Yes, I do. I was
right,
a good
no,
nurse.
You do. My aunt, she's a nurse too, but she's not retired yet. Yeah, she gets a lot of respect from people because of that.
Does she work in a hospital or clinic?
Yeah, she does. She does. She says she's on a emergency.
Yes, emergency room.
Like
good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
I worked on the cardiac unit, the heart stuff. Oh,
oh
I loved
yeah.
it. I did it 20 years and I loved it. I was old when I went back to school and it's the best thing I ever did.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's the thing that that's something I like about people that is in that environment, because my auntie, I mean, she loves what she does, and you can tell
oh,
by the
yeah.
way she loves it.
You know what? If you don't love it, you got no business doing it.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
Take care,
that's right.
We take care of people. We don't take care of just illness. We take care of people
exactly.
and their families, the whole schmuck. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, well, I've got kittens in there crawling on me. God, go ahead.
Let me go on. I will read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp.
Okay, I don't know anything about her, honestly.
Okay, I will tell you a little bit about her. For each one, tell me on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support her, or 0 means that it's not convincing at all to support
okay.
her.
Okay.
The first one says, Mary Glusenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the bridge,
okay.
which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce
Very
through
okay.
the,
yeah,
the region.
10.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one says, she is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games.
Okay, so
Mary
she's
has
an independent?
Well, that's what
she's
it says, yeah. It's a true independent,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. I like her already.
It says that Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in
okay.
Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district.
Okay, that's good. What was her last name again?
Her last name?
Yes.
Glusenkamp.
Glusenkamp
Perez.
Glusenkamp. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to file that away and remember that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. The next one says, well, this is the last one. It says, in February of 2020, Mary Glusenkamp Perez miscarried 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. So Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I agree. 100%. Yeah.
Perfect. So sometimes, ma'am, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So it's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask again if the election for Congress in the third district were held today.
Mary, what was her last name? Mary Guttenkamp?
Glusenkamp.
Guttenkamp. Yeah, I like this lady. I'll look her up. Yeah.
Okay.
Is she an independent or a Democrat?
Well, I'm not sure because from what I heard, she broke with parties.
Oh.
like she likes to be independent.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She's an independent. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I like her. Okay. Yeah.
Now let me just read you a few statements about Joe Kent, and the same dynamic from a scale from 0 to 10. Tell me how convincing the statement is for you to think about supporting him.
Probably a 5. I don't know.
Okay,
no,
we need a leader who will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist politicians nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Politician Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated bridge because he says that will make it a quote Antifa superhighway unquote.
Okay.
So that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who lives in our district?
It doesn't.
Right. So give me a 0.
Give me a 0, yeah.
The other one says, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the result of election. He doesn't agree with, and he wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections.
Thumbs down.
All right. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, ma'am, would you say you are more likely or less likely to support him?
Less likely.
Okay.
You did good. You did good if that's what you're trying to do. You did good.
Well, it's just I'm just supposed to read what is on my screen.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Okay. Okay. I got it.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I want you to.
I got a
yes,
cat.
We're,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
We are the 90%. Actually, this is the last question.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Just given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress in your own words?
Everything you just said, especially the last statement. The last.
Okay.
Statement. Yeah.
Put it in your words, like something.
Oh,
simple.
I don't know. I just don't like him. I don't like him. I don't trust him.
Okay.
Okay, Joe Kent.
Yes.
He's running for Congress or something. You know, I've seen him.
Yeah, for Congress.
For Congress. I'm not. Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
What is the last?
Yeah.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. I don't know.
College?
I'm a registered nurse.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to college. Yeah.
Are you married?
So I don't know how much. Yeah. Why are you looking for a date? I'm kind of old.
No, I'm not. I'm respect your husband. I don't want to get in trouble.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you in your household?
No, no. All my kids are old. I have grandkids older than 18.
Okay.
And younger, yeah.
Perfect.
But no, none of them live with me. Perfect.
And thinking
that
about
is
your
perfect.
Approach to political issues, ma'am, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
All right.
Yeah.
How often do you attend church or religious services?
Twice
a week or more?
No, no, very rarely, seldom. Christmas.
Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
No, hardly ever. Hardly ever.
All right.
I feel bad.
Okay.
God's going to strike me.
Don't worry.
No, I'm a Catholic. I'm going to go to hell for saying that. Yeah, I am worried.
No,
now.
You're not. You're not.
I'm going to have to go to Mass. I'm going to have to go to Mass on Sunday and make up for it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I put that on your head.
You put the fear into me, man. I'm going, shit.
Yes. Well, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to do my job, man.
That's okay. Okay.
Well, Ms. Pamela, that was my last question. I really enjoyed and appreciate your participation on this survey. Believe me, you helped me a lot.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Well, thank you. Anytime you need some insight, just give me a call.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation
right.
And for all your answers. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Me cayó bien esta señora.